Thank you for contacting customer support. My name is Heather. I'm the supervisor here in the fraud department. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Elizabeth Claiborne.
All right. Give me just a moment to pull up the account. All right. Can you verify your shipping address for security purposes, please?
8235 Creston Barrow Road, Baker, Florida, 32531.
Thank you for verifying that. Give me just a moment. Let me take a look at the account, and then we'll go from there.
Okay.
Okay. So looking here at the account, it looks like it was originally created on January 21st. There was a survey that was completed and shipping and handling of $7.95 was paid to receive a free tablet. That was a welcoming gift for joining the Factory Direct Savings Store membership. The membership fee is $54.97, and every month that it's paid, you receive a $125 gift card to shop online at the Best Consumer Gadgets online web store. So I do show here also that the previous agent you spoke to did cancel out the account and that you wanted to submit a claim for fraud as you did not complete a survey or agree to pay shipping and handling to receive the tablet. Is that correct?
I don't remember anything about this.
Okay.
And we're on a trip right now, and I definitely would not have, I'm not going to tell you that I didn't complete a survey. I'm not going to possibly tell a lie and do $7.95, but I definitely didn't authorize $54.95, and we're on a trip, and now I'm expecting money to be there, and it's not there.
Right. I definitely understand how that would be frustrating. So with the surveys and the offers that we give, we provide terms and conditions, and it does explain that any offer comes with the membership that I just explained to you. So if you did authorize the shipping and handling to receive the tablet, then you would have agreed to the terms and conditions. Now, if you don't want to pursue a claim for fraud because you stated it is possible you could have done it, then I can go ahead and, as a courtesy, issue a 50% refund on the charge. That would go back in your account in 3 to 5 business days.
I can't wait 3 to 5 business days, ma'am. I'm on a trip right now. And until I get paid for another invoice this afternoon, we may end up on the side of the road with no gas.
All right. I mean, unfortunately, ma'am, I can't rush the refund. Even if we were to issue a full refund, it takes 3 to 5 business days for your bank to process the refund and put the money in your account. So, I mean, there's nothing we can do about that. You're going to have to talk to your bank if you're not okay with the refund times. That's their time frame, not ours.
Okay, go ahead and issue whatever refunds you will. But I can guarantee you this. If I see anything else about any kind of survey or anything, I will make sure that nobody in my family, because I can't guarantee that I did it or I didn't do it, my daughter may have done it. I don't know. But I will make sure that nothing else is done with y'all.
Okay. If that's what you feel is best, ma'am, I can't contest that. So the refund amount is going to be for $27.48. That's going to go back in your account, as I stated, in 3 to 5 business days. You're also going to receive an email verifying that the account has been canceled. Effective immediately, so there will be no further charges, as well as the refund that has been issued. Did you want to write down the cancellation number? Did the previous agent give it to you, or you just want to wait for it in the email?
I'll wait for it in the email because I can't see right now. We're driving.
Understandable. I do apologize that there's not more that I could do for you, but I do wish you the best of luck, and I want to thank you again for contacting customer support, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye. Bye-bye.